This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities now say 11 people were killed when a man yelling, "All Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh synagogue during Sabbath services Saturday, shooting indiscriminately and killing congregants. Six people, including four police officers, were also injured in the incident. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf said that for people to be killed because of their faith is unconscionable.
Any attack on one community of faith in Pennsylvania is an attack against every community of faith in Pennsylvania. And I want the Jewish community across the Commonwealth and across the country to know that we stand in support of you as we together mourn this senseless act of violence.
The federal government is pursuing the case as a hate crime. FBI agent Bob Jones is with the Pittsburgh office.
I want the people of Pittsburgh to know that the FBI will work around the clock to get them the answers to why and how this happened. That said, we ask for the public's patience in the coming hours and days as we work through this investigation.
In Indiana, meanwhile, President Donald Trump said that religious-based hatred cannot be tolerated in American society.
We mourn for the unthinkable loss of life that took place today, and we pledge in their name to fight for a future of justice, safety, tolerance, morality, dignity, and love.
The suspect, identified as Robert Bowers, opened fire with an assault rifle and three handguns. He was shot in a confrontation with police and is in a hospital in fair condition with multiple gunshot wounds. Election material was distributed on Saturday to voting centers around Brazil ahead of Sunday's presidential election. 147 million people will decide between far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro and Fernando Haddad of the Leftist Workers' Party. This is VOA News. A man who was arrested and charged Friday with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to make his first court appearance next week. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc, an amateur bodybuilder and an ardent supporter of President Trump, is expected to appear in court on Monday. He was arrested Friday in a van plastered with pro-Trump and anti-Democrat and anti-media posters. Sayoc, a man with a decades-long criminal record, faces five charges in connection with the week-long mail bomb plot. The leaders of Turkey, Russia, France, and Germany discussed the war in Syria at a summit Saturday, reiterating calls for a UN-backed political process to end the war that has killed hundreds of thousands of people. A final statement on Saturday from the four leaders calls for the convening of a committee by the end of the year to work on constitutional reform as a prelude to free and fair elections in Syria. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel said the four leaders also made it clear they would not tolerate any use of chemical weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country maintains the right to actively support the decisions of the Syrian government to liquidate a hearth of a terrorist threat. Russia and Iran back the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Western countries, including the United States and Turkey, have been helping insurgents trying to remove him from power. The UN Refugee Agency says it is giving millions of dollars in cash to more than 150,000 of the most vulnerable people displaced by more than 3 years of civil war in Yemen. We get the details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihajic says his agency is providing vulnerable people displaced by the war with money they can use as they see fit as the best way to help them meet their immediate survival needs.
This allows UNHCR to provide assistance to families in hard-to-reach and remote areas. Cash assistance is the most cost-effective way to offer a flexible and dignified form of support. Those benefiting say it helps them to avoid resorting to desperate coping mechanisms such as child labor and forced marriages.
The United Nations calls Yemen the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. The United Nations says more than 22 million people need international assistance and more than 8 million are on the brink of famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And voters in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar cast ballots Saturday in parliamentary elections that were delayed by a week after the assassination of the province's police chief. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.